Guys, I'm back. Okay, so current feelings at the moment, slightly nervous, feeling like everyone might attack me. Here's the thing. So in case you haven't been keeping updated, I've been a bit MIA since October, December. And by MIA, I mean absolutely not there. Fell off. No episodes, nothing on Instagram. I didn't say anything either. I kind of just like left, which might be, but I'm back here to explain. Just chat about why I haven't been active, future of the podcast, give a little life update because I just finished my freshman year in college at William & Mary and it was so fun. So I have some things to say. But pretty much, let's just first talk about why I haven't been active and where I've been. So, last summer, I was super stressed about how I would keep up with the podcast when I was at college, just because I couldn't really bring all my recording stuff. I didn't know how I was going to do episodes, didn't know how I was going to make time, especially at the beginning of the semester when I had orientation, sorority recruitment, and was just overall getting used to being in a new environment. So, over that summer, I was scheduling and recording so many episodes in advance. Quite literally, I recorded enough episodes to get me through part of October, which just created this feeling of major burnout because I was pretty much doing something for the podcast every day, multiple hours of the day. And it was just a lot. But by the time I got to school, I was really thankful that I did that because I was a bit overwhelmed, I would say. By overwhelmed, I mean anxiety was kicking in, was feeling extremely nauseous, and I hadn't started my anxiety meds yet. Life update, I am now on anxiety meds, which I don't know if I should be sharing that with the internet, but let me just say, really helped because I used to be so anxious that I would literally vomit, and I haven't since I've been on meds, so it's a win-win. But anyway, my dad pretty much wouldn't send me to school until I did something about my anxiety, so glad we got that sorted because or else orientation, everything would have been a complete shit show, but everything worked out. And my freshman fall was a bit crazy. I joined a sorority. I'm in Kappa. And I met my boyfriend. Yeah, I have a boyfriend. I know. Very crazy. I haven't had a boyfriend since freshman year in high school. And going into college, my main thing was like, I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want a boyfriend. And then I literally met my now boyfriend the second night of school. Like the second day I had been there. And now we're dating. It's been like 8 months, maybe. I don't really know. I'm really bad at counting months. Somehow I always mess it up. But somewhere around there. And I had a really good roommate. We were really close in the fall. And I loved all the girls in my hall. It was a bit weird getting used to school. I feel like I had an easier transition than most people, though, because I know a lot of girls in my hall were super homesick or really upset. Me, personally, I was so excited to be out of my house and doing stuff, and I feel like I just kept myself so busy that I wasn't really worrying about what was going on at home. And by the time Parents Weekend came around, I was pretty much just so happy to be at school, and my parents showed up and I was like, what are you guys doing here? Which they were kind of pissy about, but also happy that I was having a good time. So, oh well. And then, okay, fast forward to October. It's right around the time that my last pre-recorded episode is going up, and I'm trying to figure out how I can record at school. And by this time, I'm pretty well adapted. I've gone through midterms, got used to living in a dorm, college classes, everything. So comes the day that I record, they're recording, what are they called? Like mini studios in the library. So I try that. The mics, terrible. Absolutely terrible. I don't know what garbage they put in there, but it absolutely sucked. So that didn't really work out. I tried recording a roommate advice episode with my roommate Emma, and we had the best time, genuinely. It was so fun recording. And then I went to edit it, and the audio was complete trash, and it just didn't work out. So after that, I was like, I don't really know how I'm going to keep up with this. So I just kind of decided to take a break, focus on school, focus on being in college, having fun, keeping up with academics. And also, I feel like one of the main reasons I took a break from the podcast was that it started to become difficult on my mental health, just because I felt so much pressure to constantly post all the time, to constantly be active on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and then on top of that, continue to post weekly episodes, which just was a lot. And especially on top of trying to do school, trying to have a social life, trying to do everything all at once and adapt to this new environment I was in, it was a bit stressful. So I took a break, didn't say anything to anyone, just kind of logged out of my podcast account and said, I'm not dealing with this. And that's pretty much how it went. To be honest, I genuinely forgot that I had a podcast until like March, because random people would come up to me and be like, oh my God, you're the podcast girl, you're famous. And that was the first reaction I got to coming to orientation, which was so funny to me, because people would be telling their parents, they're like, yeah, we have an internet celebrity in our dorm. Guys, first of all, what the fuck? Second of all, not true. But now, you know, I'm back. So we're gonna try to make it work. And I think I can. I feel a lot more comfortable managing school and everything, which is funny because I definitely have a lot more things going on than I did this time last year. For example, I'm in a sorority. So fall, the first few weeks of school, I have recruitment. I'm also on the recruitment board thing or whatever. I don't even really know what it is, but that just means I'm doing extra stuff. And then also I'm being an orientation aide, which means I have to get to school early, and I'm going to be helping the freshmen move in, lead them through activities, which I'm super excited about, but also that's a lot. And then I'm also in a workout club, which is really funny to me, because if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I'm very much not a workout person, and I try. I really try. Because here's the thing. So when I was at school, I would go to workout classes. I tried cycling. I tried Pilates, yoga, everything. Okay? And I just can't get into it. But I made a friend. Yeah, shocking. But I made a friend at school who became my workout buddy. But since it's been summer, I haven't really done anything, unless you count swimming in the pool or getting out of the pool. Pretty much, I haven't worked out at all. And I probably should. It's really bad. I know it makes me feel better, but I'm just so, so lazy. And everyone else in my family is so good at working out and is so consistent with it. But my goal for school is to get back into working out. I don't know. Oh my God. It's like, where am I going with this? But anyway, back to the club I'm in. I'm in a club where we have weekly workouts with studios around Williamsburg, which is where my college is. And I'm supposed to be planning all these workouts. And people just don't respond. And it's, I'm going to be honest, it is not my favorite thing. Bit of a regret doing it, but I just have to do it for a year and then it's over. But for this club, we also have recruitment. So I'm going to have sorority recruitment, this workout club recruitment, and being an orientation aide all in the first few weeks of school. And also, I'm doing a 6-month long influencer marketing internship, which is just honestly been, it's been really cool, but also it's kind of an odd experience being on the other side of things, because for so long, well, I guess not that long, like two years, whatever, I was on the side of being the creator, being the quote-unquote influencer, and now I'm the person reaching out to influencers, and it's, one, way less fun, I will say. It is way more fun being the one creating the content rather than emailing everyone, but it's just cool to see how things work, and it's for this Australian company. It's really cool. It's like sexual wellness based. But that's been a good experience, but also I have to do that. It's 20 hours a week, which is kind of a lot. So overall, where I'm going with this is that I have a lot going on, but I'm trying to reincorporate the podcast because I realized after some long, deep thought of me staring at the wall for a while, I was like, the podcast does overall make me feel better. I think if I can balance it and not stress so much about managing all the social media, because the main reason I got burnt out was trying to post all the time on Instagram and TikTok and post every day, which I just decided I'm not going to do that because I'm not, my account technically isn't for like a real influencer. It's for a podcast. So I decided put more focus into the podcast episodes instead of social media, and that should help with me not wanting to pull my hair out. Also, exciting news, I'm applying for the business school. We'll see how that goes. I'm thinking 50-50 shot, but that's okay. And for my summer, what have I done? I've done a good bit of traveling. I've read so many books. Oh my god, I got back into reading. I feel like I have so much to say, so much to catch people up on. But in the next few weeks, or soon, I don't know, I have it planned out somewhere, but I'm going to be doing an episode where I give my, the best books that I've read this summer, because when I was at school, I maybe read one book, just because anytime I had any bit of free time, I would be so tired and would just take a nap. I kind of had a problem. I was taking like 4-hour naps every day. That was bad. But I got back into reading. I've been on my Kindle. It's been so good. I love reading. So look forward to that. But anyway, that's my quick life update. I guess I feel like that wasn't very quick. But moving on. So, future of the podcast. So pretty much the same posting schedule, I would say, before I fell off the internet. So episodes every Monday. Or we're going to try it every Monday. I'm going to tell myself it's going to be every Monday. But if I miss a week or two, please, please be nice. Thank you. And then, just like before, we're going to have some advice content. But I want to shift the podcast to be more relatable to, like, college, general lifestyle, like, slightly older group. Which, obviously, if you're younger, if you're in middle school, if you're in high school, this can still apply to you. I'm trying to like broaden my reach, right? So things can apply to a less, I guess, extremely niche audience, just to make it more relatable to more people. And I still want to do Q&As and story times. I'm planning on doing an advice Q&A soon. So I'll probably post something on my Instagram where you can send in questions. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Because, and the main reason for wanting to shift the podcast slightly is because I want the podcast to grow as I grow. Because it's kind of hard to keep creating content meant for people that are so much younger than me when I'm getting older, obviously. And people who have been with me in the podcast are getting older. So it just kind of makes sense to me. But yeah. Also, I changed the cover art because I did not like it. I did not like it. This is also now, in case you haven't been keeping up, the third different cover art that I've had since I started the podcast in August 2020. I don't know how I feel about it, but it's better. I like the aesthetic of it. But moving on, so some of my goals for the podcast. I kind of talked about this before, but I want to create a better balance for myself between my mental health, social life, academics, and the podcast, and whatever other extracurricular activities I'm doing, which I feel like at this point in life I can do, and it might be difficult, but also I'm such a planning person, and I feel like I'm really organized, so I don't think it'll be that hard, but also watch me say this then be having a mental breakdown, but that's me being dramatic. It'll be fine. Also, like I said before, also, I'm thinking about being less active on social media, but still having weekly episodes, meaning my short TikTok stardom is probably over. And by TikTok stardom, I mean it did not exist. I love making TikToks. I think it's so fun and funny. But also I realize I like watching TikToks more than I do making TikToks every day. But I'll still post like episode reminders, some fun quotes, but probably not a TikTok or reel every day because that's just a lot and not fun and just too much. It's too much. Because my main goal is that I want the podcast to be fun. I want it to be something that I enjoy and not something that I feel pressure to keep up and feel like it's a weight hanging over my head because that's not fun, you know? And this is supposed to be something that helps other people, that helps me, you know? And I think it should be a fun thing. I don't want it to be super extremely stressful like it has been in the past. And also, my last goal is that I want to try to be more accepting of myself and knowing my own limits and being willing to take breaks and not getting back to a level where I reach such burnout that I couldn't do the podcast for over 6 months. So just accepting the ups and downs, I think, because I feel like I can be really hard on myself more than most people. I feel like that's true for everyone where you're your own worst critic, which is definitely true for me. Just because I feel like I'm a perfectionist, but also not. It really depends, honestly. It depends. But I just like things being a certain way, and when they're not, it can send me into a bit of a spiral sometimes. But I'm gonna work on that because I want this to be fun. I want it to be a good time for everyone, and I want it to be something that can keep going. And if you're wondering, Carmen, why did you randomly decide to start the podcast? I generally don't remember if I've talked about this earlier. Again, guys, please be nice. This is the first time I've recorded in over a year. I feel like I'm spaz talking at the moment, but I'm just gonna slow down. One sec. So why I decided to restart the podcast. So back in May, I had my interview for my now internship. And one of the main things I had talked about on my application was how I was familiar with content creation, social media marketing, and that was through my podcast. So during my interview, the guy was asking me about my podcast, and then he had asked why I had quit, and he gave me a bit of life advice. And he was saying that I should continue to keep up with the podcast just because it's something that if you keep doing for a while, you can grow over time and make it into a full-time career, which me personally, guys, I would say I'm someone who's not built for a normal job. You know the TikTok sound that it's like I'm not built for labor? Me, I don't want to do physical labor. I really don't want to sit in an office because I get so bored. So I like doing my own thing. I was like, wow, this guy's a genius. But that was in May. And then summer happened and I got lazy. And also I was so nervous because I didn't know how it would go. But I just kind of decided to do it anyway and we'll see. And if it's not as successful, oh my God, wow, I cannot speak. If it's not as successful as it was before, that's okay because it's just going to be a fun thing for me to do. But pretty much the main reason for this I'm back episode is pretty much to tell you to get excited for new content. There's going to be an episode next week. And if you have any content requests, send me an email or DM me with what you're interested in, what you want to see. And yeah, guys, stay tuned. This is a short episode, but next week we'll be back to the regularly scheduled content with some advice, Q&As, and story times. Okay, bye!